To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome once again to the official Disneyland Resort podcast, a unique look at the magical moments and events here at the place where dreams come true. Join us each month as we celebrate the Year of a Million Dreams with a behind-the-scenes look at what's new and exciting here at the Disneyland Resort. And now, here is your host, Michael Gohagan.
Thanks for joining us. Every year, guests from all over the world visit Disney theme parks to mark special celebrations.
It's our 20th wedding anniversary, so now we're just very excited and we couldn't wait to get here to celebrate it with everybody here at Disneyland.
We've been thrilled to be together for 20 years, and we've been Disney fans since way before that, and to share here with Disney and our life together, it's just kind of culminates the years together. We're still kids, we still have a great time together, and Disney makes part of that magic happen.
We're actually celebrating our honeymoon, so we just got married September 6th, so we figured we end it with Disneyland.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it brings you back. You're able to, you know, remember yourself coming as a kid, and, you know, we're able to be kids together, you know, so it's a lot of fun.
More and more families are choosing to use their vacations to celebrate life events, milestones, and other personal achievements. Celebration vacations are quickly becoming the most popular way for families and friends to commemorate everything from a high school graduation to golden anniversaries to a baby's first steps. In 2009, Disney theme parks will make these special moments even more unforgettable with the all-new What Will You Celebrate campaign at both Walt Disney World in Florida and here at the Disneyland Resort. To help you mark these occasions, we're pulling out all the stops with more than 50 new magical celebration experiences, including new interactive street parties, special dining options like the Sweetheart Dinners for Two, and the Celebration Roundup and Barbecue at Big Thunder Ranch. And as our present to you, you're invited to be our guest on your birthday and visit one of the Disney theme parks for free. Disneyland Resort's Manager of Domestic Marketing, Sheldon Duncan, explains.
Really, that is all about your special moment, whether it be a birthday, anniversary, or personal triumph at Disneyland. And so it's really your special moment at Disneyland to make sure the dreams last forever.
Well, now, as a park guest, what kinds of things can I expect?
Well, the first thing is when you get here, you know there's going to be a festive party going on. There's going to be really celebratory decor all around. And then you can go and get your celebratory button, like your free birthday button, and also a Mickey Mouse balloon. Just purchase one on Main Street. And then there's going to be some special activities in the park itself. In addition to all the core things we already offer, parades, fireworks, we're going to have a celebration street party down Main Street, which is going to be very festive, and you're really going to know that you're part of the party. And also something called the Celebration Roundup and Barbecue at Big Thunder Ranch, which is going to be that one place in the park where you can bring your family together, celebrate your special occasion in true Disney style with Disney characters, there's going to be barbecue food. It's something you won't forget.
Now, I understand that birthdays are going to be particularly important.
Yes, and birthdays are the one celebration that we all share. And so for 2009, there's going to be free admission on your birthday to one of the theme parks of the Disneyland Resort. So we're really excited about that. It's our gift to you for the year.
As Sheldon mentioned, Disneyland Resort has always been a favorite place for guests of all ages to celebrate their birthday. And for our younger guests, there's a special birthday celebration that happens each day at the Plaza Inn on Main Street, USA, called My Disneyland Birthday Celebration. Disney's chief cake baker, Patrick Edward Cake, or Patty Cake for short, is your host for an exciting party that features singing, dancing, a cake decorating contest, and a few other special surprises along the way. A few of the recent partygoers took a few minutes away from decorating their cakes to tell us about how much fun they had.
Now, what did you guys think of My Disneyland Birthday?
It was wonderful.
Good experience for the kids?
Absolutely. They had a great time.
Now, I understand that there was some special cake decorating going on. How did you do with your cake decorating?
I made Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. And did you also get to see Mickey Mouse today?
Yes.
And then I see here that you got a special award on for having decorated the best cake. Did you win that contest?
Yeah.
So is this something that you'd recommend to other folks? Did you have fun?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Patty Cake was very funny.
Riddles. The riddles are fantastic.
And now, who are these two special guests?
Amanda and Allison.
And how old are you guys today?
5.
And are you also 5?
Yeah.
And that's because you are, what kind of, you guys are twins, right?
Uh-huh. I'm 5.
You're 5. What did you all think of this event?
The patty cake birthday cake? It was great. We liked it.
What was your favorite part?
Cinderella.
And who else came? Did Mickey and Minnie come today?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you do decorating your birthday cake?
Patty cake baker's man.
And got it sounds like it was a great event for him, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was. They had a good time.
Corey, is today your birthday?
I'm 4.
You're 4 today. What did you all think of the my Disney birthday?
I think it was really fun. It was a good experience for everybody.
Did you enjoy getting to decorate the cake?
That's so fun. I adored Mickey.
Yeah, you got to see Mickey and Minnie. And then I heard that you got the prize for the best decorated cake.
Okay.
Okay. So is this the kind of thing you'd like to do again, you think?
Yeah, I would love to do it again.
The My Disneyland Birthday Celebration is open daily at Disneyland Park. And you can find out more by logging on to our website at www.disneyland.com. Birthdays are just one of the many different milestones we celebrate with family and friends here at the Disneyland Resort. But oftentimes, how we choose to commemorate those occasions is just as important as the occasion itself. In almost every culture, meals are a traditional way to bring people together to mark any special occasion. Through the years, our resort restaurants have served millions of meals for celebrations of all shapes and sizes, sometimes with specialty dishes and menus created just to fit a specific theme. And as we approach 2009, we're gearing up for even more special meals. To find out more about how menus are created at the resort, we went into the kitchen and met up with concept development manager Carlos Sequeiros. Carlos gave us some hints as to what guests can expect to taste as part of the 2009 celebration. In addition, while we were there, he introduced us to Disney chefs Chris Maggetti and Jeremiah Balog, who showed us what it takes to feed thousands of hungry guests every day.
Carlos, let me ask you, where are we right now?
Well, believe it or not, we're somewhere under the sea in Ariel's favorite restaurant, Ariel's Grotto, here at Disney's California Adventure. We're actually backstage in the kitchen where a lot of the most delicious magic happens every single day.
And as you can hear, I mean, it's a little bit after lunchtime, so there's a lot of commotion going on. I mean, people are running all over, getting food out to be served, as well as preparing it back here.
This is the place for royalty. Every prince and princess comes here every day, and let me tell you, it's always a very, very special day here.
Well, now, we've been talking with some people, and we wanted to chat with you. What are people going to be able to expect with What Will You Celebrate and kind of the food offerings?
Well, let me tell you, what better place than Disneyland? We have the best backyard in the world to hold a party, and this is a place to celebrate everything. And we're so excited about this. Every venue, every restaurant in the entire resort is going to feature a special dish just for you. We're going to be able to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, special romantic proposals and engagements. We're going to be able to celebrate the fact that you just graduated and bought your first car, or just the fact that you're here with us today. Yay! How much fun is that?
Now, there's going to be a lot of new food offerings too, right?
All over the place. We're just bursting at the seams. You're going to have to come back, Michael, and we're going to treat you to a party like you've never seen. But here at Ariel's Grotto, we have this, again, I can't emphasize this enough, this is where all royalty comes. We have princesses from all over the globe coming in here every single day. We have Ariel, we have Jasmine, we have Cinderella, we have Snow White, and let me tell you, this is where you come and celebrate like there is no tomorrow. And we have a brand new menu here that just opened up yesterday, in fact, and here to tell us a little bit more of the special dishes is our concept chef, Chris, and our restaurant chef, Jeremiah.
What did you guys come up with?
You know, we came up with a lot of wonderful things. Some of the ideas that we came up with were under the sea feel. We wanted to entice the kids and really, really invite the kids to the dining experience and kind of bring them to have a good time here. And we thought about the kids first. We thought about the kids first at the beginning of the meal, towards the very end of the meal, and we really wanted to offer some some really exciting foods. We have a fantastic Santa Maria tri-tip, a cioppino. We have some wonderful pastas, our herb-roasted chicken. Really nice, satisfying dishes. And then we have some wonderful offerings for the kids. We have some meatball lollipops and just some fun, feel-good foods.
Well, now let me ask you, Chef, about the kitchen here, because we've been back here for a little bit getting ready to do this, and there's a lot of activity. I mean, what's it like to prepare thousands of meals here at the Disneyland Resort?
So it's a lot of hard work, you know, and I'm sure that's an understatement. You know, it's very hard. There's a lot of planning involved. There's a lot of strategizing, not just with the kitchen staff, but the front of house as well, and the management team. You know, we can only think about how it's gonna start with this new menu. So there's a lot of planning involved and strategizing on how it's gonna work. How's our timing gonna work? How's our prep and our production gonna work? You have to start getting the food in, you know, several days in advance.
Well, now, Chef Jeremiah, you mentioned it's a great team. I mean, can you kind of walk me around and show me what's going on back here?
Sure. Why don't we go back here and we'll kind of see what's going on right now and try to explain to everybody listening at home what we're doing here. We have a huge staff. This is a big kitchen. This is probably one of the second biggest kitchens in the parks. We have a full line grill. We have a saute station. We have our expo. And we have a full pantry, of at least eight people working at any one time, and there's two shifts on and a time. And they're doing all the little pieces of work that's necessary to get the day started, from the salads, from the crudités, the vegetables. We do breakfast here as well, so we're doing a lot of fruit. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, a lot of sweat and a lot of tears.
Well, now, obviously, and I can notice this part over here looks like the grill, and this is where all your protein is cooked?
This is where most of the protein is cooked. On this new menu, we have a nice Texas redfish that we're grilling to order. We also have our seared airline chicken, and we sear that ahead of time. We start roasting it just prior to service, and then we touch it up with some herbs, finish it up in the oven. And it's really nice. It's marinated in a nice Cajun marinade. Very nice. We have here on the station as well, we have our carving area where we're carving our tri-tip. We cook that about maybe 45 minutes ahead of time. We allow that to rest and take on some of that smoky flavor. And then we carve that to order. It's really a beautiful item. A little bit further down the line, we have our center of the line, where we're doing most of our dish-ups, our vegetables, our starches, our finishing up our sauces. And then a little bit further down the line, we have the saute station, where they're doing all the pastas, all the cioppinos, most of the kid meals as well.
And you've used this term line. I mean, earlier you said you have a full line. Is this considered the line area of the kitchen? Is that how that works?
This is. This is a very full line. It's very, very, actually, it's long in length as well. I've worked at quite a few kitchens where, you know, the line might be 6 feet long and you got like three guys on the line. They're just bumping heads. But no, we have plenty of room, plenty of space here, which definitely allows ease for the operation and especially for the cast, where they can do their job efficiently and a little bit quicker.
And I noticed now back over here, it looks like this is all vegetables and lots of knives and chopping going on.
You know, just adjacent to the line, we have the pantry where most of the production is done. A lot of the cutting of vegetables, fruits. Our desserts are made right over here. You can see the tarts being made right now and trayed up. We have our dessert station where we're doing the dessert platters. Right now we're kind of in our lull. We're in between lunch and getting ready for dinner, so we're kind of getting ready for our transition. But in the pantry is where all the hard work really gets done, from the fabrication of raw vegetables and fruits to the finished product when you see it on the plate.
And you know, you mentioned the finished product. I know that on the walls here you've got pictures of what everything should look like. So obviously a lot of time and attention is paid to detail to make sure when it goes out of here it looks just right, it's plated correctly. Is that right?
That is correct. We have a lot of different cast members that kind of flow back and forth from restaurant to restaurant. And especially with the new menu, you want to make sure that you allow the cast every opportunity to use all their senses to learn. So you're gonna show them, you're gonna teach them, you're gonna walk them through it. You want to use the visuals, you want to use all the senses, taste it. What is that dressing taste like? What is it supposed to look like? These plates. So the more senses you can use, the easier the cast, the crew is going to pick up on all these things and really understand the importance of, you know, making simple food, taking simple food and great ingredients and making it look, you know, fantastic when it's finished on the plate.
From cheesecakes and fresh berries to mounds of white and dark chocolate, desserts are one of the best ways to celebrate special milestones at Disneyland Resort. It takes dozens of chefs working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make the thousands of fresh desserts served to park guests every day. Executive pastry chef Jean-Marc Vallée invited us into his kitchen, where his staff was hard at work preparing for a huge convention that was just hours from service.
And Jean, we're in one of your kitchens, so tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Yes, how are you doing? Well, as you see, we prepare for all banquets, today's banquets at Disneyland Hotel. For example, that was for lunch. It's a lemon and coconut tart, which is very nice. And tonight we're preparing a lot of desserts for Disneyana convention, which is the last of their convention. It's called the Maskers. And different glasses with lemon cream and chocolate creams and roasted apricot, panna cottas, and tarts and pies and, you know, a lot of goodies.
Well, and also, I mean, this kitchen kind of runs like a well-oiled machine. I mean, there's quite a team you've got here.
Yeah, here we have, this is the main kitchen, the main pastry kitchen at the Disneyland Hotel. From this kitchen, basically, we do the whole resort minus the Grand Californian Hotel. Mm-hmm. So it's a 24-hour kitchen. We have three shifts, 24 hours a day, never stop, 365 days a year, and we're very, very busy.
And I noticed that, you know, as we were kind of chatting a little bit earlier, I mean, some of the folks that are working here have been working with you for a long time.
Oh, yeah. For example, Edgar is from Guatemala. He's been here 16 years. Albert has been here 16 years as well. Marta has been here 12 years. I have Isabello, another of my guys, coming at 2 o'clock. He's been here 26 years.
Really?
So they almost came with the bake shop.
And so if we walked in here now, what are these folks down the line doing? I noticed there's a lot of, it looks like some fruit and stuff.
Yeah, they're finishing some we call these dessert flights. Okay, which is a little taste of a dessert inside a glass. Okay, that's a lemon and a chocolate cream with a raspberry on top. Alberto's over there is finishing some fruit tart strips. It's an apple tart, which is going to be baked as well. These are miniature pies, apricot, blackberry pie, apple pie over here. Here you have some apricot strips as well. Here we're preparing some of the... some chocolate tart shell to be prepared to make a creme brulee inside. And all of these for banquets as well.
And obviously you've got kind of your old favorites, but from your point of view, every now and then you get to kind of create some of your own inventions along the pastry line. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. We just redid a new menu for Ariel's Grotto, for example, which opened yesterday, the new menu. And we went to direction to the family dessert, which is a shared dessert for four people. So we do a lava cake. We do some dipping elements of, with a sauce. We do some berries on the side. We do some chocolate cookie sticks. So it's very fun for the kids as well. And every year we create new things for the holidays. And for example, we have another special event next week on Tuesday, which is going to be a Nemo theme. So we're going to do an undersea lava cakes and all the decoration is going to be out of sugar and chocolate. And we have going to have a chocolate Nemo, and it's going to be pretty fun.
So on an average day like today, there's some events going on. I mean, how many desserts are you actually going to make?
Daily basis, we go up to 10,000, 12,000 desserts a day.
I'm not leaving until I get to taste something.
Oh, please. You're going to taste a lot of things.
Fall is in the air, the leaves are beginning to turn colors, and hints of the holiday season approaching mean families everywhere are starting to plan their Thanksgiving meals. Here at the Disneyland Resort, our chefs are busy planning for the ultimate fall holiday celebration, our annual Disney Family Thanksgiving Feast at the Disneyland Hotel. This popular celebration allows families to enjoy a spectacular meal in an unbelievable setting, and without the fuss of cooking and cleaning afterward. An entire ballroom is filled with an amazing assortment of traditional Thanksgiving fare, along with some special treats prepared specially by our world-famous Disney chefs. Putting this popular feast together takes a dedicated crew and several months preparation. We visited with Disneyland Resort chef Jim Wieda and banquet manager Robert Clooney. to find out more about what it takes to prepare for this popular celebration.
Well, obviously, lots of people come here to celebrate special occasions, but you guys also have a very special celebration you put on yourselves towards Thanksgiving time.
We do, Michael. We have a special holiday brunch, specially designed for Thanksgiving, so that our guests can come and enjoy a great day of food and festivities, and Mom doesn't have to cook.
Well, now, as somebody that comes to this, what kind of food can I expect?
I think the question is, what kind of food will you not see here? We do quite the gamut of everything from the carved traditional breast of turkey and prime rib to more of the fall harvest mixed greens and more seasonality on everything that we prepare, as well as all the, you know, the sweets of the chocolate fountains and the fresh crepe stations.
How much work goes into planning something like that? I mean, what's the process?
For something like this, it's about probably 30 cooks working for 3 days. It's a lot of preparation, a lot of pre-planning, a lot of organization.
Now, if I come as a park guest, is this something that I can kind of put together with my visit to the park and just come for that dinner, or how does that work?
Absolutely. You can make a priority seating and you can come. We serve from 2 to 7 on Thanksgiving Day. You can make a priority seating and come and join us. You can go to the park for a little while, and then you can come over here and have a little bit of dinner, and then you can go back to the park for a little bit longer.
Well, now, how many people do you expect for an event like this?
We serve quite a large number of guests. We serve thousands of guests for this particular event. Absolutely.
Now, how do you figure out how many turkeys to get for that?
Well... we kind of base it on an average of what the normal person eats, and then we kind of bump it up a little more than that, because we know that, you know, Thanksgiving is the indulgence of eating for that holiday. So we kind of make sure we cover all our bases.
What's kind of, do you have a particular aspect of it that you're really proud of? Is there some food that's out there that you'd kind of point people towards?
Well, we're proud of everything we put out. One of the things we really highlight right now is well-balanced, especially with the kids. You know, we kind of do like the wheat crust on the pizza, things that where they kind of call it the stealth help, where they're eating healthy, but they really don't know they're eating healthy. You know, they're still getting kid-friendly stuff, but it's still kind of balanced out. Mom's happy too.
And it sounds like this is the kind of thing where you can accommodate most anyone's taste.
Absolutely, positively. There's something on our menu for just about everyone. There's something that's everyone's going to enjoy the whole day.
While this traditional meal is one of the most popular options on Thanksgiving, there are other resort restaurants that offer wonderful dining options. At Napa Rose, chefs will prepare a special four-course wine country cuisine, while diners can also try a traditional buffet at Storyteller's Cafe. And at Goofy's Kitchen, families can dine with their favorite Disney characters while enjoying a great turkey dinner and all the trimmings. For more information on this, or for reservations to any of the Disneyland Resort restaurants, call the Disneyland Resort Dining Reservations line at 714-781-DINE, or visit us on the web at disneyland.com. Well, that'll just about do it for this edition. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to share it with a friend. And remember, we have both audio and video podcasts available at disneyland.com/podcast, or in the iTunes podcast directory, where we always appreciate feedback. While you're there, be sure to check out the newest video podcast. Until next time, I'm your host, Michael Gohagan. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Disneyland Resort Podcast. And don't forget to join us next month as we continue to celebrate the power of dreams during Disney's Year of a Million Dreams.